Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
World. I'm John Batchelor. The market's responding to news. The first quarter is announced first pass at 1.1% GDP, not a recession. At the same time, the markets were pleased, but not entirely jubilant because they're watching for the Federal Reserve monetary policy. However, hanging over all this is this banking crisis of some weeks past where people wanted their cash. They wanted to move their cash out of banks such as Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank. Billions of dollars of cash flowing out, which reminds me of a bank run. That's old-fashioned talk for when people line up outside of a trust bank in New York or a savings bank or a Morgan bank and say, give me my cash. I don't care how important you are. I want my cash in my pocket. And they take it home and they keep it in a box. That was 100 years ago. Is it coming again? Brett Ahrens of Market Watch is here. Not to calm us down. This is Break the Glass, Brett. The market sold off sharply, and then it bought back the same territory. It's going back and forth. So, Brett, the big, hard, impossible question, is the banking crisis over of Signature Valley Bank or of Silicon Valley Bank, or are we waiting for the next fire? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening. We will not know if the banking crisis is over until a long time afterwards. There's the famous line, I think it was, Hemingway, who said, you know, how did you go bankrupt? At first slowly and then quickly. These things happen so fast. There is simply no way of knowing. I will say that the current focus is on First Republic, and their stock, although it ticked up a bit today, their stock is down about 98% from the peak 2 years ago. It has absolutely collapsed. So certainly the market does not see a sharp recovery. Now, it may be okay, I don't know. But, you know, whenever someone says, oh, the banking crisis is over, it's a sort of facepalm moment. I remember Ben Bernanke announcing that the subprime crisis was contained. And I remember in 2008, and I remember banking analysts telling me, oh, that stuff over at in the subprime market at Countrywide, that's not going to invest these solid sound banks. And those solid sound banks went, you know, bankrupt within weeks or months of these comments. Nobody really knows. This is one of the reasons why I'm so wary of investing in banks.
I've been studying the panic of 1907 because that's before the Federal Reserve, before we had something like a board of governors and on high directive from Washington. 1907, it started as a bank run on one big bank in New York. And that certainly cascaded so that soon there was a bank run on Bankers Trust banks in New York. And then when that was solved, and it's always J.P. Morgan that they were running to, Pierpont himself, he would oblige people to write big checks to back up the cash. Some banks even would keep a pile of cash in the lobby so that people lining up outside saw that there was money for them. You know, we're going to pay you everything you need. However, once the trust banks were solved, then it went to a brokerage house that was failing. And then it went to a steel mill in Alabama that was failing. And bringing in all the industrial might, the trust banks, the brokerage houses, the steel, U.S. Steel was the most powerful organization east of the Rockies, all that in a room so J.P. Morgan would preach to them about how you've got to restore confidence by putting cash out. In other words, what was happening was once you fix one thing, the crisis goes on to something else you hadn't seen. Yep. The reason I ask this is because the Federal Reserve has always said we're going to raise rates until something breaks. Are things breaking, Brett? Were the banks a symptom and not a cause?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, what happened at Silicon Valley Bank was a direct result of, well, a number of things, including bad management, but it was what's been going on in the bond market, and essentially the Federal Reserve raising rates to kill inflation. We won't know this crisis is over until, or the banking crisis is over, until a long time afterwards. But what's interesting today about the GDP data is that you could argue we now have stagflation. Because if you look at the GDP data, and stagflation is, for listeners who are younger than us, was the term in the 1970s for the situation where the economy was simultaneously stagnant and had inflation. We have the GDP figures. The GDP growth in the first quarter was 1.1%. However, that was all government. When you strip government out of the data, the GDP effectively did not grow. I think it was 0.1% year over year. So essentially, outside of government, we have a stagnant economy, and yet the inflation figures in the GDP figure, depending on how you count them, were either 3.7 or 4.2%. So we have significant inflation still, even though at this point, the economy, the private sector economy has stalled.
And what we get with stagflation is an endless round of finger pointing. It's because of the Federal Reserve. It's because of taxes. It's because of Congress. Does it matter, Brett? What did we learn about stagflation in the 20th century? What solves it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, Paul Volcker solved it really the last time, along with Ronald Reagan's massive tax cuts. We don't really have those options now. I don't know how persistent it necessarily will be, but what we have at the moment is the Fed raising rates until inflation is under control. And, you know, Jay Powell, this has been a fascinating, fascinating scenario this year, because Jay Powell has been very clear about this right from January at the meeting. He said, essentially, I'm going to raise rates for higher and for longer than you seem to realize, because I would much rather raise them too high for too long to make sure inflation is truly dead than take any risk of easing or cutting too soon and letting it come back again. He absolutely wants to carpet bomb inflation into oblivion. The market has now, in response to today's latest inflation and GDP figures, has now priced in a 25 basis point hike at the meeting next week. The market is still hoping that we're going to start to see easing by the end of the year. But at the moment, we still don't have much evidence to think that that's going to happen. We could simultaneously have continuing slowdown and persistent inflation.
What is it that the Federal Reserve wants to happen before they stop raising rates or stop talking about data? We'll follow the data and actually cut rates, which is what you do in a banking crisis. I mean, that would ordinarily be what the answer was, cut rates, but they did the opposite.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been running essentially massive deficits and cutting rates since the early 80s. And ultimately, you sort of get to the point where rates were so low you couldn't cut them anymore, and the deficits have accumulated so high that we have yet another debt ceiling standoff. What the Fed wants is to see wage pressures and price pressures fall. And Powell has said, you know, look, we've seen it. We've seen declining pressure in commodities and things like oil. We think it's coming in housing, and we need to see it in everything else. So, you know, haircuts and Starbucks and whatever. So what they desperately want is those prices to come out. In other words, what we've got today is we have a slowing economy but persistent inflation. What we want is falling inflation and a growing economy.
And right now, the Federal Reserve next week is on course for a quarter point, and that's priced in the market, both the stock market and the bond market. We just have a few seconds. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely correct.
So we don't have anything to fear yet, but we don't know whether the banks have solved themselves. Is that also correct?
That's also correct. There is, when people start saying, oh, the banking crisis is over, you know, they were saying that just before First Republic stock plunged. It's like you won't know until a long time afterwards.
Brett Ahrens of Market Watch. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.